Good Tuesday morning, Tom and friends. Doug Lear, Bonnie Amistadi, the Big Kahuna. Still to come before the top of the hour, we'll be bringing you an Osgood File, a little deeper look inside the weather with Too Tall Tom with the final cave call of a Tuesday.
Well, you and I, busy parents, as are many of our listeners out there, and I know you came across an interesting article that popped into our feed on parental burnout. Is it a real thing?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at you, Bonnie, you're looking at me, and you're going, it's the backside of the school year. You just feel like you're just whipped and spent.
Yep.
And we're not alone.
And I know people ask me, like, how do you do it? And it's like, oh, no, you just do it. Joining us now is parenting expert Maria Lucia. Good morning to you, Marie.
Hi, how are y'all?
We are good. How are you this morning? Is that your Texas drawl?
Texas, y'all. I did that just for y'all. Good morning. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Yeah, you betcha is what we'd say from around here in North Dakota, you know.
I'm going to say that today all day.
There you go. Because you talked to us here in Fargo. So why not?
You know what? And going to the topic of parental burnout, as the empowered mom, aren't there those days where you just say, I can't adult today. I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. There's just too much to do. And parental burnout is a very real thing.
So what are the signs?
Well,
you're ready to kill your kids, basically.
Yes, no kidding. You're supposed to be at two places at three different times with this kid, that kid. You should have had a form filled out 3 weeks ago. Your son is wearing the same clothes he's worn to school for the last 2 days, and everybody feels it. And here's the thing. Your kids feel it especially because they're like sponges. So when we're overscheduled and overworked and too much to do and overstressed, they take it all in. But there are things we can do.
Yeah, I would say some weeks are worse than others. I'm always like, if it's normal, busy routine, I'm cool with that. But it's when you get these, you know, softballs and side curves that are coming at you, the curveballs coming at you, and it's like, oh my goodness, it's one thing on top of another on top of another. What do we do? How do we deal with it?
Well, first of all, I think you prioritize and schedule. Because I know for myself, with so much going on, with the three kids at three different places, different sports, different, you know, all this stuff, if you really don't kind of have it scheduled, you really, that just that anxiety of not knowing what to do and where you're supposed to go really can put a crack into the whole family. And then prioritize. Do you really have to be at every play date? Do you have to go to everything? Because sometimes you just have to let go. I mean, cut off some of that stuff so you can release your family of that stress.
So are you saying that I can go to the family calendar and I can cross off the orchestra concert and tell my kids it was canceled even if it wasn't?
Yeah, and the dentist appointment and everything else, right? No, that's where the prioritizing comes in. But some of the other stuff, the extras that we put in there that just don't have to be in there, you just have to let go of some of it and scheduling it. But some of it's just very real, you know, and taking care of what is first and what matters most.
Maria Lucia joining us on Tom and Friends. She is the author of The Empowered Mom. Maria, so is it just a state of mind, or is it a physical thing that actually happens to people?
I think it is actually both, to be honest with you. And that's where you have to kind of throw out some of the noise and throw out some of the guilt, because guess what? The guilt doesn't do any of us any good. And that you can't be a perfect parent. If you're 5 minutes late for practice because you had to go drop off your other child and then grab the shoes that needed for this practice, then it's okay. Let go of some of the guilt. You got to take care of yourself, because it's kind of like when a plane is going down, what do they say? Put the oxygen mask on yourself first. Because if you can't take care of yourself, then you can't take care of your kids.
Yep, and getting them there safely is the most important thing. So you're 5 minutes
right.
late, at least you arrive safely.
Right, and at the Empowered Mom, that's what we do. You know, connecting with other parents, knowing you're not alone, and realizing what really matters is crucial. And just after I go pack my school lunches and get my kids to school, I'm going to have these tips up on my website on the Empowered Mom. So that you can help you know, kind of navigate it and know what to do. And then, you know what, finally, we really all have to take a breath and just go play. Literally, take some time to play with your kids and have fun.
See, you're talking to two other parents here. Doug and I separately have three children apiece as well. And that's
right.
What I've been telling other parents. You know, they've got younger kids. I've got two who are, you know, young adults right now and a 14-year-old. And that's what I tell other parents. It's like, you know what? Your housework, your laundry, it's always going to be there. So when my kids were real little and they wanted to go to the park, it's like, okay, I could have been dusting or something. It's like, okay, let's go to the park. And we just went to the park. And another thing I found is on those super, super, super crazy days, I'd have to break everything down into like hour or half hour segments. Okay, let's tackle this. Mm-hmm. Boom, let's tackle this. And I imagine those would be some pointers you would probably use as well.
Absolutely. When my son comes to me about a project that is due in 3 weeks for mom, we've got to get these supplies. I'm like, no, right now, today, in this moment, this is what we're dealing with for today. Now, tomorrow we're going to get to that, and then we'll deal with that. You know, so you really do, because otherwise you're just overwhelmed. And then, you know, I don't know about y'all, but then you completely break down and you're not effective at any of it.
Well, Maria, we appreciate you joining us. I've got tennis practice for one at 4:30, a speech and debate banquet at 5. Can you pick up one at 4:30 and drop the other one off at 5:30 for me? We can't be afraid to ask for help, right?
You can't be afraid to ask for help. That's a great one, too. So, I mean, you have to empower yourself to take care of the things that matter. And most of all, we have to think about our kids, you know, think about our kids. But if we're not taking care of ourselves, then we can't be the best parent. And remember, there's no perfect parent, but there are empowered parents and empowered moms and dads.
Maria, why don't you give us y'all, your website again?
Good job. It is theempoweredmom.com. This post with tips and everything else will be up there just after I drop off my kids at school. And, you know, I'd love to hear from everyone. Let me know your thoughts. And what tips you do for your families, too.
There you go. We run in the same circle,
yes.
Same world. So thanks for your time this morning, Maria.
Thanks. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Parenting expert Maria Lucia joining us on Tom and Friends on the Mighty 790 KFGO.